The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Garage Talk by DJ Chow. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar, and welcome back to podcast 5. Wow, 5. That's pretty crazy, honestly. Like, coming from 1 to 5, and then we only have 2 more left. That's kind of insane. I didn't think I was going to even like it this much, but here we are. So today we're gonna just be doing a little bit of mechanic talk. So first, let's talk about my weekend. So I don't know if you guys do remember, but I had a GMC, I think it was like 08 GMC, I told you guys about that. I was like wanting to do stuff to it. It wasn't lifted, but it was like stock, I guess, but it was just like a little upper. It was like a little upper than stock, but yeah. So I had that truck, and this weekend, okay, so my dad has like a little Toyota Nissan. It was like a little truck. I don't know if you guys ever seen, like, it's just like a little truck. Like, I'm talking about like little, like sedan size, maybe smaller. But yeah, so he bought one of those, but the engine or something like that did not work. I don't know, but it's manual, something about the engine not working. So he had a friend fix it for him. So we went all the way from Vallejo to Santa Rosa to go take it to a man, no, to go see a motor first, and he was like, yeah, like, you know, like, I like the motor. If it's the truck, might as well get it. But the guy gave him a deal. He said he would give him, I think, charge him like $500 to put in the motor, like, you know, like, do the work for him, I guess. So my dad was like, F it. Like, why not? You know what I mean? Like, that's a good deal, like, for you to put in the motor and everything. Like, obviously, it's not like, because my dad works. So it is a good deal for him working, you know what I mean? So it's just better, and then you don't have to do like the whole hassle about doing the motor and stuff like that at your own house. All the, you know, like the leaks and stuff like that, just like getting dirty the house, like all that. So he was just like, F it, I'm gonna just let him do it for me. But yeah, so we went to go see that motor, and in front of the place there was a dealership, right, and like full of trucks. And I don't know if I've mentioned, but I did want to buy a new truck for myself. But yeah, so there's a dealer, and then we came out of like doing the whole negotiation with my dad and the guy, and we were like, you know what, like, let's go look at the trucks, because I had told my dad about like wanting a new truck. So we went to go look at the trucks, and we saw a couple of them, but me personally, I feel like a 4-door truck should be like lifted. You know what I mean? I like, there's other people who think differently, like, oh, they want a low truck, whatever. And it's like, cool. Like, I like it, but I like it more for single cabs. I feel like it fits more like the vibe, but that's just everybody's like personal preference. So yeah, but I saw, one lifted truck, and my parents liked a low truck, but it was a newer truck. I think the other truck was a 17 Chevrolet Silverado, kind of lifted with big wheels. It was pretty nice, honestly. I liked it. We did have the same truck like back in the day, but we sold it for the Tesla. But yeah, and then I like it, even though it was like a 17. It was kind of, you know, like older model, but it was cool. Like, I liked it for myself. The only thing was, because I did test drive it, the only thing was that the wheels were so big that whenever I did like a pretty hard turn, it would hit, you know what I mean? So that was the only like thing about it. Like, obviously, test drove it with my parents, and they also didn't like that fact. So It was kind of like a, it was like, it was, it's a nice truck, but they were just like iffy about it. But then my parents liked this low GMC 25 Sierra, which was not bad, but me personally, it was lowered with the spider webs. They call it like the spider web rims. Sorry. Which honestly, like now looking at it, it's a nice truck, but obviously, like I wish it was a little bit lifted just because it's a four door as well. They freaking like they fell in love with the truck. Like my mom, like it was me, my dad was driving, and then me in the front, and then my mom in the back. She wouldn't stop yapping about this truck. She was like, "Oh my god, like look at the touchscreen, look at this, look at that, look at that. Like you should get it, you know?" And obviously, like my parents, they're ride or dies, so I was just like, you know what, like it wouldn't hurt to get them something that they also like as well, because it was a nice truck. Honestly, the only thing about it is that it was like not lifted, which is something I wanted for like a truck, but I didn't mind like not having the lifted. It was just like personal preference, you know what I mean? So yeah. And then just went to go do like test driving and stuff like that, and pretty much we kind of fell in love with that truck. So my dad said yeah, and the guy gave us a good deal. So yeah, and then we got the truck today. I got a truck this week, and it was pretty nice, honestly. Like, it's not a bad truck. I was thinking about, it does have like a C notch, like the, because it's lowered, so they lowered it themselves. It has the C notch in the back. So I was thinking about, because my dad does like tow stuff like that, like cars and stuff like that, or like boats, and we traded that the old GMC for the new GMC. So we were thinking about like maybe getting airbags for it to maybe like lift it up whenever like needed to. But yeah, I was thinking about, because I know that if you get airbags, it's obviously going to lift it up a little bit once it's aired out. Sorry, once it's aired in, you know what I mean? Like when there's air in the bag, it's going to lift it up maybe like stock level. And then once the airbags are out, it goes back to like the lower form. So yeah, I was thinking about doing that, but I'm not too sure. I already made an appointment for a tint, because the tint, it looks kind of funky, I'm not gonna lie. Like people keep telling me like, oh, it looks nice, like it looks okay, but I don't know, for some reason, like the driver and the passenger tint is like, looks, well, I told the tint guy like, oh, what do you think the tint is in the front? And he said 20. But I was like, I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think this is like 20. Like, it looks like 35, you know? But maybe it's because the other windows are very light, that it may like be like, it may look darker once the other ones are like darker. You know what I mean? So, but yeah. And then the front ones look way darker than the back ones. Like, I mean, darker, but I don't know if people like realize that. But for me, I feel like it looks so much more darker, and it looks kind of funky. But I was thinking about doing 35 in the front windshield. Okay, like, I know what you guys are thinking. Like, I'm good. Your girl, like, you're, like, waiting to get stopped. Like, I know. But with some communications, you could get that ticket written off, you know? So, but I was thinking about doing the 35 front windshield, and then keep the side ones because they're kind of dark. And then the back ones, obviously, like, they're going to be a 5. But that's about it. Like, that's all I kind of want to do to it. You know, like, it's not too much. 10 is, like, just a little bit. My dad was also telling me about changing the exhaust. And talking about that, I was at work yesterday. And I work at a fast food place, and there was this Ram truck lifted, came in sounding like great, like, and I'm talking about amazing, and it was the Borla Attack exhaust, and I was like, bro, like, I need this for my truck, like, ASAP. But I was thinking, I was also looking at other ones. I was looking at like the Corsa. I forgot there was another one, but I was looking at Corsa as well. Just different ones. But Borla, honestly, like, it caught my attention. Obviously, like, it's a little bit on the pricey side because I was looking at it and it was like 15K. I was like, damn, like, for a freaking metal piece, like, that's crazy. Oh, and I was also gonna tell you guys about the Challenger that I have. My dad did a muffler delete on it, so it sounds a little like louder now. The muffler delete, honestly, like, it didn't do nothing bad. Me personally, like, I feel like it's pretty cool. It's for a chill car like that because whenever I gas it, obviously, like, it makes the noise. But whenever I take my foot off the gas, I let it go, obviously, it, you know, doesn't make any noise, like, when I gas it up. So yeah, but it honestly, it doesn't sound bad. Obviously, I would have wanted it a little bit more louder, but I feel like if I get it more, like, the car already attracts attention, so if I get it more louder, it's gonna attract even more attention. And yeah, but it doesn't sound bad. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to like somebody who wants their car super loud. But yeah, I was thinking about changing the exhaust to the new GMC as well. Let's talk about this event that happened. Maybe a few of you guys know about it, if you guys don't know about it, but there was a truck event in Lancaster, California, around LA area. And yeah, but I saw sorry. So the only reason why I know about this event is because my boyfriend is into like trucks and stuff like that, and his like club went to go to this a big event. Like, I mean, huge. Like, there was like celebrities and well, not celebrities, but like Latino celebrities that went and won awards. Like, they take this serious. Like, there was awards given out, like awards, like plaques that were given out to people who had like good looking trucks, like the top 100 trucks. But yeah, and like they make it like a concert as well. I think it was a grupo called Los Dos de Tamaulipas. I think so. Not too sure about that, but. And I know there was like a few fights around there too. I saw the videos. The whole reason about that fight, I guess, is because, well, from quote unquote my boyfriend. So I guess his like club is very popular, and there's another club named Bulls. So he's in Ondeados, and then there's another club named Bulls. Apparently, like, they all have beef and stuff like that. Like, can you imagine, like, being grown men? Like, for like, okay, my boyfriend, he's kind of young, but like 23. To me, that's young. But once you're passing like 25, you're kind of like on the uncle side. And like, imagine like being like, 'cause there's like some guys who have like nice trucks. Like, I mean, nice trucks. Like, they put money into this. They put big money into this. But they're like, obviously, like 40. Like, what are you doing? Like, fighting for like beef and stuff like that. Like, you're 40. You're old. You probably have kids. You have a family. Like, worry about that. You know what I mean? But yeah, and then apparently there was like this whole beef and stuff like that. And I'm just like, girl, like, there's no reason for like people to be doing all that stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah, I did say that this was going to be a mechanic talk. Sorry guys, but I got a little caught up with my new toy. That's what I call it. My new toy. But obviously, like, if you guys don't think this was a good episode, you know, I'll change it up next week. But see you guys later, and hope you enjoyed this episode. Goodbye.